Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Is it acceptable to go to Mickey D's just for a drink? Of course it is. But good luck leaving with just a drink. It's more than a drink. It's a Mickey D's drink.
And right now, a small Minute Maid slushie is just $1.59. So all you have to do is choose a flavor, like the tropical mango or strawberry watermelon, and enjoy like it's meant to be enjoyed. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
B-sides, rare finds, secret shows. Whether it's a must-see concert or a must-have coin, curious types crave interesting experiences. Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading.
Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted, with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Well, welcome, Dr. Steven Eisenberg. I'm so grateful to have you here today on Savvy Broadcasting. You're known aka as a singing oncologist and, of course, as you just said, the author of Love is the Strongest Medicine. And it really is, especially when you're going through the toughest times. I've had some really close friends dealing with cancer myself. One year, I kid you not, Dr. Eisenberg, I had 8 people in my family who were diagnosed with cancer. Nuts.
Yeah. We're all touched by it. Everyone's touched by it in some way.
Yeah.
It's so pervasive, but you know, when we can come together and surround ourselves with love, it's going to make a huge difference.
Now tell me, as I know each doctor goes into medical school and then you become an intern, you start going through the different rounds of, okay, I'm going to study a little bit of this, you know, go through different series of types of medicine, and then you make your final choice. And you chose not only oncology, but hematology, the blood, working with blood disorders. I was like, well, that's interesting. So what kind of narrowed you in and focusing on those two areas?
Great question, Christina. It was the patients. It was the patients, that the conversations I was having with beautiful human beings going through this really scary time. I kept discovering over and over that those three words, "you have cancer," were so life-altering. And it was throwing people into an immediate post-traumatic stress experience. Mm-hmm. Your life changes so quickly. You start thinking about your future and you start giving yourself this expiration date. You know, you say, well, how long do I have, doc? Mm-hmm. And you know, it was blowing me away. It was like just those three words would open up a world of communication and connection, because it was like every single word out of my mouth as the doctor became so vital. It became so life and death.
Yeah.
You know, one word can give someone hope or can take it away.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have a lot of responsibility as a doctor, oncologist, with that, because people are like, well, how long do I have? I'm like, well, you know, I don't want to give you a day per se, because, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's some people who've had stage four cancer of some sort and have gotten to full recovery, even when it seems like not possible.
Yeah. The first thing I say is, listen, there are statistics and they're useful in many ways. They're useful. But the first thing I want you to know is you are not a statistic. You are Christina. You are Mrs. Johnson. You are a unique human being. And there's always outliers. There's always miracles. There's always things that we don't understand in medicine. And statistics are useful, but you are not a statistic. Everyone listening to this today, the first thing I want you to know is that you are not a statistic as well. You can beat the odds, and remember that as you go through whatever you're going through. And love is the strongest medicine as part of that. It's surrounding yourself with people who love you unconditionally and allow you to be yourself through this. You don't have to be perfect going through cancer treatment. Just express yourself and be who you are and say what you need to say, express what you need to express. You have to let those emotions.
People think they have all the time in the world. I'll get started on going on that trip I really want to do next year. But we really don't know when our time here is over. And it doesn't mean that you get cancer or not get cancer. But really, when you hear those three words, it makes you realize just how short life is and to not take for granted the life you have.
Yes. And that message is is in front of us as people who work in oncology. The doctors, the nurses, the patients, the caregivers. It's in front of us every minute. And that's one thing my patients have continually taught me over the last 25 years of doing this work, is that they keep teaching me every single day, come back to the present. The past is over. The future is never going to really be here, because when you think you're in the future, you're back to the present again. You can only experience life right now. And so I always say, give up the blame game. Whatever happened, happened. And here we are. We're dealing with what we're dealing with, whether it's cancer or another chronic illness of any kind. We're here. So now we take the next steps. We take, what can we do today? What's the next right thing we can do right now to make a little difference, to make a little dent in this thing? And maybe, just maybe, you'll feel 1% better than you did yesterday. If we just focus on those little teeny shifts, you know, and then it can all add up. And maybe in 6 months, just maybe you're all better.
Yeah. See, that's what's amazing about what you're saying there, Dr. Eisenberg, is that really, even to say it's not even dealing with cancer, let's say it's something, another life altering, you've got a huge divorce, it was 20-year marriage, something like that. It feels unsurmountable when you're going through it. But the deal is, it's a one step in front of the other, day by day process. And you look back and you're like, okay, my life is better now. You know, we're happier that we're apart, or, you know, I'm healthier now, or whatever it is that, you know, I think people get scared when they see something so big. But then when you approach it, what's just the one thing we're going to do today to be better? Just that one little thing.
Yeah. We feel like it's going to always be this horrible pain we're having, or this, you know, this side effect from chemo or whatnot. But it will get better. It will get better day by day. We can do so much that we couldn't do 25 years ago.
Yeah.
There's precision medicine now. There's we can test the cancer cells and get the exact mutations which are telling the cells to grow. And we can do so many smart drugs now. So that's the whole, you know, biologics and immunotherapy. Mm-hmm. That's called precision oncology. Mm-hmm. And we're moving more and more every day to that and not just blanket give chemo.
Yeah.
It's like, how can we treat your specific cancer cells? What's telling them to grow? What mutations are signaling them? So we're getting much smarter. We still have a long way to go, but it's night and day from 50 years ago.
Yeah. Now tell me, when you work with a patient, is it empirical in that you just don't, like you said, it's not just the chemotherapy. Do you look at the whole lifestyle and say, let's see about, you know, do you have things unforgiven? Are you looking at the spirit? Like, how do you work with your patients?
Yes. Beautiful question. Well, I see, you know, I look at the mind, body, and soul. And, you know, we have to realize that the mind-body connection is vital. And we've got to sort of turn that around. Many times it's fighting against us, blaming, the stress. You know, the stress takes anything you're going through, and I know from personal experience, makes it 10 to 25 times worse. So if we can take that and use things like meditation, prayer, yoga, you know, things that we can do, even chair yoga, right? You can do yoga in your chair where, you know, you don't have to be standing up, you know, doing upside down inversions. You can do gentle yoga even when you're going through cancer treatment. So it's really getting the mind and body and the spirit to be our biggest ally as we're going through this. How do we do that? We treat you as an entire human being. You're not just the lady with lung cancer in room five. No, you're Mrs. Johnson, who has five children, who was a school teacher, who has unresolved issues with her sister that she hasn't spoken to in 20 years, who, you know, has a daughter where, you know, maybe she lost a daughter at a young age. These are all unresolved things sometimes, not everybody, but sometimes cancer is a turning point for healing. Sometimes it brings people together. It heals old wounds in families. People rally around and say, let's forget all that stuff from the past. Let's all join together and help Betsy get through this. And it's a beautiful thing. And I've seen it hundreds of times. Many of those stories are in the book, Love is the Strongest Medicine, because love is a transformational emotion as we're going through this. And when we're facing life and death so many times, it brings people together. And when you can get through it and you can get on the other side of it, which many, many patients can, it can be a turning point. And now your whole life is about healing. And now you're eating better, you're exercising better. This was so, you know, in many cases, it's like this crazy form of a wake-up call. That I need to, you know, thank God I survived. I beat the cancer. And now I'm going to really be in tune with what I can do to be the highest form of me, you know, the healthiest I can be. I'm going to clean up those old relationships that don't work. And I mean, there's so much to being healthy and love, right? Love is, you can break it down into so many things. I like to break it down into four letters, L-O-V-E. Listening, observing, verbalizing, and empathizing. Listening to that highest part of ourselves. What do we need? Listening to our hearts, listening to our soul. What does our soul need? That kind of listening and observing. Who are we surrounding ourselves with? Who are we letting into our inner sanctum? verbalizing from the heart, verbalizing from that highest part, connecting at all costs. And then empathy is truly available. And and empathy is also self-compassion, forgiveness.
That's an important part. So many people miss that point. Yeah. Forgiving yourself sometimes.
Forgiving yourself. Mm. Oh, I shouldn't have smoked. Oh, I shouldn't have eaten that fast food. Forgiveness. Forgiveness of others, but also even most importantly, forgiveness, self-forgiveness.
Yeah.
And that helps you get through it because, again, when you forgive yourself, a lot of that stress, a lot of that blame starts to slowly peel. The layers of the onions start to peel away. And now here you are. You're truly open. You're truly open to healing.
Yeah.
And compassion has been shown to make a big difference.
No, it has.
There's research. There's amazing research around compassion where if you get the same exact treatment, it's the right treatment for you. It's the right treatment based on data. But one is delivered with beautiful compassion and empathy, and the other's treatment is just flat.
Mm.
The compassion treatment helps. It actually makes a difference. Patients do better.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of research and new and books being written about this. So when I was reading this research, I said, man, I stumbled upon this by writing songs with patients.
Yeah.
But in a way.
Now, how did that come about? Because
it was this connection.
You love music, but what brought you to decide, okay, I'm going to bring music into therapy? How did that come about?
It was amazing. It was a very personal experience when I was going through a really horrendous time in my life and my career. It was early on as an oncologist. I was getting burned out and I was trying to be so productive and so successful from a young oncology perspective, you know, building this wonderful, successful practice, that my guitar and my creativity and all the tools that I knew that I wanted to bring to oncology to connect and to make a difference, my guitar was collecting dust in the corner. Mm. I entered a story writing contest from my favorite musical artist.
Oh, wow.
Peter Himmelman.
Ah.
He's a wonderful musician, and he had a story writing contest. And the story writing contest was, how has Peter's music impacted you in any way in your life? And the prize was Peter writes a song for you, an original song.
Aww.
So I wrote about how, as a young doctor in medical school, I would listen to his song, Mission of My Soul, to keep reminding me who I wanted to be. What was my mission of my medicine? That's what I called the story, Mission of My Medicine, based on his song, Mission of My Soul.
Mm.
I won the contest. And wouldn't you know it, Peter wrote a song for me.
Oh.
And in the lyrics were all of the things that I knew that I wanted to be as a doctor, but were getting drained out of me. The day-to-day grind was draining them out of me. And so his song, in many ways, shocked me back to life. It gave me CPR, connection, presence, and resilience. And I was like hearing what my life was back. And I was crying. I was like, oh my God, this is, I forgot what I wanted to be as an oncologist. It's not about having the most productive, the most successful in terms of outer appearances. It was what I wanted to be on the soul level as an oncologist.
Awesome.
And so after I heard that song and all the emotions were pouring out of me and my tears were welling up and I'm like, this is who I am. I said, I got to do this for patients.
That's awesome.
I have to do this for my patients to remind them that they are much more than their cancer diagnosis. They're a human being, a beautiful, unique soul who happens to be on this journey, this detour of going through cancer treatment, but it is not the ultimate definition of who they are.
Boom.
And that's the songs. And that to me was love. That to me was love, because it was, I was listening to them. Yeah. Their highest part of their soul was writing the song with me. Because I ask you as we're writing the song, Christina, how did you meet your husband, or how did you meet your soulmate? Uh-huh. What were you like as a kid, Christina? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite song? What do you love to do when we're done our podcast today? What are you going to do? What brings you the most joy? Mm-hmm. And those become the lyrics. So I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm observing. Yeah. I'm observing their body language. Mm-hmm. I'm observing all the nonverbal cues. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, who's your best friend? You know, who are you surrounding yourself with? What's your home like? And all of these things become the lyrics. And it's a communication. It's verbalizing from the heart. And then the song is just based on empathy. It's based on who they are, what they want to share with the world, who they want to be, who they are, what brings them joy, what brings them alive. Mm. Oncology ultimately is about living. Mm. Living, like you said, in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the hardest thing to do for anyone, but especially when you're going through cancer treatment. Yeah. Because many patients even ask, well, how long do I have? Mm-hmm. And I say, well, I'm not God. I can't tell you that. I can give you some rough statistics, but you're not a statistic. Remember that. That was the first thing we said.
It's true.
Yeah, and so that's love. That's love.
It is. And you know what, Dr. Eisenberg, also, you know, we perfectly healthy, like I said, you could step out of your house, get into your car, and get into a major accident. You never know when your number's up. So live it like, boom, today's the only day. Live it to the max. I just love you coming out here today and sharing. Please let everyone know where they can get a copy of Love is the Strongest Medicine. How can they do that?
You can get it anywhere books are sold. It's from Hay House, which is like my dream publisher. And drsteven.com, you can also get it, drsteven.com with a V. That's my website, but it's anywhere, Amazon, anywhere, Barnes & Noble, any bookstore, you can get it. And it just came out. It's brand new. So I'm so excited. It was a number one Amazon new release for under the category of like cancer and, you know, but I love that what you're saying, because it's really for anybody who's been touched by cancer, but also anyone who really just wants to bring more love and compassion and empathy into their own life.
Absolutely.
And well, that's about connection. And I thank you so much for connecting with me here today.
Oh my gosh, Dr. Eisenberg, I'm so grateful you came out to share, because this does not have to be a death sentence, that three letters, you have cancer. It doesn't have to be a death sentence, whether it's someone in your family or yourself. Live for the present, live for the moment, and live to the fullest, because you live your best self. So I thank you for sharing that awesome message of love and empathy. Yes. Thank you for coming to Savvy Broadcasting today.
Thank you so much for having me, Christina. And my always remember, one of my favorite mentors said to me, never take away anybody's hope.
Absolutely.
Never take away anybody's hope. You do not know what's in store. And there's always hope. There's always hope.
Always.
And so remember that.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Eisenberg. You have an awesome day.
Thank you.
Like, subscribe, and share this episode. To listen to more Savvy episodes and Savvy Biz Tips, go to www.lifeunscriptedradio.com. To find out about our paid sponsorship opportunities or how to become a guest, email Christina at lifeunscriptedradio.com.
Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept, and to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, queen, now only $19.99, plus free premium home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.